So Carrie and I are both looking at a shared set of Google notes right now, so okay. I can see if she changes anything. And Dr. Carrie Cox just fixed a typo in the document while in the process of talking and being interviewed on the RV Atlas podcast, and I am beyond impressed.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. It is always a great day when we get our super smart and super funny and super kind correspondent, Carrie Cox, back on the show. She has provided our audience, meaning like you guys out there listening right now, with so many great campground reviews and so many great tips and tricks over the last 6 years, and I'm really excited to have her back on the show today. So today, Carrie and I are going to finish our trilogy of Bunkhouse podcast. It's an epic trilogy that we started almost a year ago, and today we're going to wrap it up and have some closure. So this was a three-part series all about bunkhouses. So the first episode was back on May 8th, and we did small bunkhouses. We're talking travel trailers here. Then on February 12th of this year, we did mid-sized bunkhouses. And on today's episode, we are going big and talking about large bunkhouses, and I think Carrie's going to define that as about 30 feet and above, and she has 8 really awesome picks. So if you are in any way shopping for a larger bunkhouse travel trailer, you are going to want to listen to this episode. But before we dive in and talk to Carrie about these 8 great picks that she has, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Ocala Marion County. Ocala Marion County is a place well worth planning a trip to. This may be the last place where you can experience Florida in its original state. Not overdeveloped or overly crowded, just quiet, natural, and spacious. Ocala Marion County welcomes RVers with plenty of beautiful parks and resorts, some of them located right on lakes or even golf courses. And once you're there, the whole area becomes your own personal outdoor playground. You can explore miles of hiking trails and spot wildlife like deer, bald eagles, and of course, alligators. You can cycle scenic roadways or mountain bike on nationally recognized trails. You can canoe, kayak, paddleboard, or simply splash around in pristine waterways, including the area's famous crystal clear springs. And once your adventures are done for the day, you can enjoy everything from award-winning craft breweries and barbecue joints to hip farm-to-table restaurants and taquerias. Take it from us here at the RV Atlas. Ocala Marion County is well worth the trip. Plan your adventure today at OcalaMarion.com. Welcome back to the show, Carrie Cox. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. And I've been enjoying following Travels with Birdie on Instagram because you seem to have been doing some camping already. Like you seem to just like jump right to it this spring. How is it going so far?
We made it out to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, to Wanderlust RV Park, which was on USA Today is one of their most beautiful parks in the nation this year. And we got one of their pretty back end sites, back up to a ridge. So it was a beautiful, beautiful opening to the season. And then it snowed yesterday. So we're a little confused on what season it is, but hopefully it'll be camping season again soon.
And I'm always jealous. Like you're able to post these like pretty RV pictures and it's like your backyard sometimes.
Right. Right. When we go camping, we're way closer to civilization. We don't go camping to get away from civilization because we are already away.
So you could be like a harvest host location at your house.
Right. We sometimes feel like that. My in-laws have a motorhome and they pull in, hook up and stay with us. So yeah, we're ready.
I want to do some boondocking at the Cox residence. Now, are you ready to finish this epic trilogy we started almost a year ago of these travel trailer bunkhouse episodes? Are you ready to finish this? We need closure.
Yeah. So when we finish it, we're like we're going to stick the landing. We have big large bunk houses and lots of them.
Yeah, it was good to go from like small to medium to large. So let's talk large bunk houses. So, you know, who might want a large bunk house? Who's the customer here? What is the appeal for that bunk house that's 30 feet and above?
Well, you know, like when we talked about the small and mid-size, like I think every time we talked about them, we just kept having these caveats. You can get this or this, or you can get this or this. There's only, you know, so much that a manufacturer can put in 200 square feet. But there's people who want a bedroom for themselves, a bedroom for their kid, an extra bathroom, a couch and a dinette, an outdoor kitchen. Like you want, if you want it all, then you really need a large bunkhouse.
I think a lot of RVers like do want it all. I mean, the industry sells a lot of these larger bunkhouses. And I think you nailed the point. Like if you want a room for, you know, yourself and you want the kids to have a separate room, you are in a large bunkhouse. There is nothing else for you, right? That's what it is. So what do you get when you buy a large bunkhouse? I mean, what are some of the other things you're going to get?
Yeah. So as we've talked about, there's not really an industry standard. This is a Kerry Cox made up standard. So I categorized trailers that were over 30 feet as a large bunkhouse. And the thing you need to know is you may need more than a half ton pickup to tow them. Some of them are half ton towable, but a lot of these are going to need that 3/4 ton or bigger to be able to pull the weight. Some of these are weighty beasts. They're not just long, they're heavy.
Heavy at the tongue and toe.
Yeah. And especially when you get into the high-end model in each manufacturer where they've used the heavier cabinetry and all of that, they get even heavier. But for that, you know, you get a ton of floor space. So there's all kinds of configuration options. Like manufacturers just go crazy looking at all the different ways they can rearrange their components in these. You'll get a couch and a dinette. So we talked about in that midsize category that it was pretty hard to find that midsize or lower that had both of those. But you can definitely, all of these have a couch and a dinette.
So you're defining it 30 feet and above. We have a travel trailer that's 32 feet, 11 inches. So we're on the small end of large. And that does make sense to me.
Yeah. So I feel like that's, you know, we're right under that. We're at like 29.11. And I feel like we have a relatively nimble trailer, relatively small footprint, but we're kind of getting close to that bigger footprint. So I think so.
You point out in your notes that you could even get two baths or a bath and a half. Yeah. There are options out there.
Yeah, I saw someone on the RV Atlas Facebook group the other day looking for a mud room. And I was like, you may not be able to find a technical mud room in some of these, but you can definitely find like a separate bath with its own entrance and make your own mud room, you know? So there's just so many configurations. You really can have it all in the size trailer.
So what are the drawbacks or the potential cons to think about as well?
So you're definitely going to have more challenging towing because you have that length, you have extra height in a lot of these, you have extra width in a lot of these, and then you just have that weight. So I know there's people who jump into one of these as their first trailer because, you know, when you go, if you've never RV'd before and you go on the lot and you're looking at a tiny 19-foot trailer and you look at one of these, you're like, oh, obviously we want all of this. But you just have to remember that it's going to be a little more challenging, and that depends on your comfort level. My comfort level is looking for that nimble, easy to tow trailer. Other people, they're great with this and they're fine. And especially if they're not doing the kinds of trips that my family likes to do, the cross-country road trip in and out of a bazillion places. If you're someone who tows to the lake once a month, you probably don't mind having a big beast of a trailer.
Yeah. I mean, I personally wouldn't get a 38-foot trailer unless I was parking it on a seasonal site, but that's me. And that's just my taste for these types of things. So I'm so excited to walk through your 8 picks. So get us started. I mean, what are your first 2 picks? You kind of comboed them here.
Yeah, so I picked a couple from Grand Design because these are kind of loosely organized by length. And Grand Design is really nailing the lower end of that large bunkhouse range and having a couple of different innovative floor plans that are just over 30 feet and still get quite a lot into them. So the first one is the Grand Design Transcend Explore 265BH. And Grand Design's Transcend line is their newer, their newest one. It's kind of their lightweight aluminum clad lines. This is going to be their less expensive line of trailers. This one is 32 feet, 9 inches, weighs starting weight 6,300 and can be loaded up to 8,000 pounds. And what you're going to get in this is a rear double over double bunk across the back wall of the trailer. And then there's these steps that go up to the bunk. And in front of the bunks is a couch. So you'll have to look at the picture. We'll put it in the show notes. And it's just really kind of nifty. It almost kind of looks like a child cage at the end of the trailer. Like, that's kind of the bad way to describe it. But your kids are in there. They have the rails so they can't fall out of that top bunk. Their beds are open to the trailer, but they still kind of have their own space. They have some privacy curtains. And by not having a private bunk room, that's what keeps this trailer on the smaller side. So,
and unlike a cage, they can leave at any time, you know, midnight potty runs and whatnot.
Yeah. And I imagine some of them will roll over that rail to try to fall onto the couch. That would definitely be the challenge that my little boys would have done. So, yeah. So I think those steps are nice too. A lot of bunks, you need a ladder to get to that top bunk. Some kids can't quite crawl up there without a ladder. So these have some nice steps. Those have some storage. And the other thing I really like about this trailer, in almost all of the bunkhouse trailers, you are going to have your couch and your dinette on the same wall. So if you have people sitting in both, they can't really look at each other and converse because they're like in a row. So this is really nice because that couch is kicked out perpendicular to the dinette. So you have kind of a living area where you're all kind of there and you can look at each other and hang out. So I like that.
I'm looking at the picture right now, and it is a really nifty was a great word. It's a really nifty use of space, having those bunks and the couch, and it just takes up such a limited amount of room. But I'm only looking at one picture here. Where is the bathroom?
It is at the other end, in between the kitchen and the master bedroom or main bedroom at the other end of the trailer. So there's just one bathroom here and it's down on the other end.
So that probably creates a lot of privacy for the bedroom, I would assume.
Yeah.
It might also make it hard for one air conditioner to get cool air into the bedroom. You might be looking at a two air conditioner situation, but definitely a cool floor plan.
Yeah. And the bedroom has its own entry steps and door. And my bed and my Jayco 244 BHS has a door right by it. And I love having that door there because then you can pop open and just have that screen door and let a lot of fresh air in. So that's really cool.
All right. We've got another pick by Grand Design. This one's an Imagine. Tell us about this one.
So this is pretty similar. It's a little longer at 33 feet, 11 inches, and your weight is going to bump up to about 7,000 to 9,000 pounds. This also has double-to-double bunks across the back wall, but what they've done here is they have a sliding barn door that closes those bunks off. They don't quite create a whole bunk room, as we'll see in some of the bigger trailers, but there is a little standing spot in front of a wardrobe. So you can close that door. The kids can get dressed in there because I know that's one of our problems in the morning when we had our small trailer is everybody fighting over the bathroom, over a place to get dressed. Well, here, close that barn door. Kids can get dressed. Or if you have those kinds of kids who are really sensitive to sound and you at least need to close them off, but you can't get into that bigger trailer that has a whole room, this gives you that separate private bunk without it being a big old super long trailer. So has the bunks. This one does have the dinette and the couch in a line. So you don't have that little conversation area, but still really great option. Has a great pantry, storage, L-shaped kitchen, has a countertop extender. I love that. I wish every trailer, again, I know that's when you bump up from that at more entry level line to the next line that you get features like that. But that extendable counter space is something I would appreciate. And the U-shaped dinette, you know, a lot of families don't like the U-shaped dinette. Grand Design solves that in this one by making the back spot actually an ottoman that you can take out. So then that gives you a traditional dinette, a more traditional dinette space.
That's very smart. Give people the option because I don't like a U-shaped. I feel like it's deceptive. There's not enough room. So I love that idea. Also, what I'm seeing in these two Grand Design floor plans, and again, I'm looking at pictures that show the bunkhouses in the back.
Sure.
But what I'm getting here is that mom and dad matter more. right? Like this is a bunk. Yeah. It's like this RV is not about this huge bunkhouse in the back and then mom and dad get this tiny little bedroom. So in both of these, I'm imagining there's probably a pretty darn nice master bedroom with decent space. And then the, you know, the kids don't get their own room in the back and that's okay. You don't have to get the 38 foot with the bunkhouse room in the back. You can get something that's a bit more compact.
Right. And like we always tell our kids, like, if you compare this to camping, this is an ultra luxury trailer, no matter how you look at it. So you still,
And again, I'm not picking on somebody who wants the 38 foot trailer. Cause like I said, it's about what you're willing to tow. Right. And if you're comfortable towing that 38 foot and you have the truck for it, go for it. Right. We all make our decisions that way. So up next we have two bunkhouse models from Jayco. So tell us about the Whitehawk 29 BH.
So I picked this one because this is really a classic floor plan that you can buy from a lot of different manufacturers. You'll see this. And what this one has is double over double corner bunks. So instead of being across the back wall, like they were in both of the grand designs we talked about, they're actually along the, I guess, entrance wall for where you enter the trailer. And this one has bottom bunks that flip up, which is nice for extra storage. This one kind of is hitting that middle of the larger bunkhouses. Is at 34 feet, 9 inches, and about 7,100 to 8,500 pounds. And you do get the dinette and sofa, and Jayco gives you a few different options. They also have a freestanding table and chairs, or you can have theater seating. And does your trailer have the newer theater seating where it has like those flip-up trays?
We have the Chase, and I don't think that was an option when our Eagle came out. I think it was just the dinette or the Chase, if I remember correctly.
All right. So yeah, so this is something new that they have with their theater seating. It has these little flip over, look really handy, probably could put a laptop or at least your food and drinks on those. And so that's a nice handy option by your seating. And this one has a private main bedroom with a queen bed, but you can upgrade that to a king, which as you know, can be very hard to find in travel trailer. So that's a great upgrade.
And they can be very hard to get in and out of a travel trailer, as I have discovered. We are Eagle. You can put the king in. And we did order a king. And then we got the king and put it in. And it just dominated the room too much. And it actually covered over one of the outlets. So we ended up ditching the king, even though I had really wanted one and was hoping it would work. So just know that. If you're dreaming of the king, you need to really be thoughtful about how much space that's going to take up in a small RV bedroom.
I would say that depends on if your children are still sleeping with you or not. I know we had the king bed, had to have it when we were co-sleeping and had little ones. And now we don't have little ones in our bed anymore. They're teenagers. So I'm like, oh, we really don't need the king bed. The other cool thing I like about the Whitehawk, it has this corner entertainment center that has the fireplace. So that's really cozy. And the Whitehawk has Jayco's new modern farmhouse interior package, which has been super popular with the white cabinetry and kind of that mix of really light and bright elements with some of the darker elements. And like I said, you can find this floor plan across several manufacturers. Jayco also has one in the Eagle line, the Jayco Eagle 284 BHOK, very similar, but it's going to have even kind of more upgraded features and finishings, even though the floor plan is the same.
And it's going to be a lot heavier too, right? Yeah. The Eagle's going to be way more full size, taller, et cetera.
Yeah. So that's where you always get in that trade-off. So you look at those, your cabinets are going to be nicely, and your exterior is going to be different, but it's heavier. And then Winnebago has the Voyage 3033BH that has that. So again, very classic. You'll see that lots of places.
Now, what if we want a more affordable Jayco, like an entry level Jayco? The Whitehawk is not really an entry level line anymore, sort of a mid-ranged line in terms of the price. What do we have in the J-Flight SLX line that might work at a more affordable price point?
Yeah. So as Jayco always points out, J-Flight is one of the best selling lines in America, if not the best selling line in America. And that's because it works. They do have the aluminum siding. That's what we have on our trailer. We'd love to have that nice, smooth, pretty fiberglass, but our floor plan didn't come in that option, and that's okay. So the J-Flight SLX 8 294 QBS is a great option that has a bunk room with the quad bunks. So if you're a family with three or four kids, this is one where you can have a separate bed for each of them, which we know is appreciated. It looks like instead of having a solid door, it may have more of an accordion door, but you still can put them in their, you can put them in their room and close some sort of door and have the kids in their own little place, which is nice. This does have a U-dinette, a sofa, large walk-in shower. One thing I really liked on this model is right when you walk in the main entrance, there is a bench with storage for shoes and there are coat hooks. And so I know every family who is an RVing family has that dilemma of, where do we throw shoes and coats when we walk in the door? It's always so messy. And this that problem is solved. Kids sit on the bench, take your shoes off, hang your coats up before you move in.
I miss our quad bunk days because my three sons each had a bunk and Maggie had a bunk. Now, I have to stop and tell our audience something about funny about Carrie Cox, which I just can't let go. So Carrie and I are both looking at a shared set of Google Notes right now so I can see if she changes anything. And Dr. Carrie Cox just fixed a typo in the document while in the process of talking and being interviewed on the RV Atlas podcast. And I am beyond impressed.
I can't leave it. Like, it's just really bothering me. Sorry. I do not take my editing pen out in public and edit other people, I promise. But I do edit try to edit myself.
You don't edit friends in the middle of conversations.
I do not. I try to be at least kind about that.
I hope you don't mind the call out because that was kind of too cute to let that one go. So I've kind of like admired Coachman from afar over the years. Mm-hmm. I've never owned a Coachman, and they're an iconic brand, you know, owned by Forest River now, but you know, one of those brands that's been around forever and has a reputation for good, you know, good craftsmanship and also good design. So what Coachman do you have?
This is the Coachman Freedom Express Liberty Edition. And I don't know as much about Coachman's different lines, but I feel like the Liberty Edition probably is one of their top tier designs because this looks like really solid and has, you know, more of those finishing details. So this one gives the kids and guests their own separate bedroom and their own separate bathroom. So this one has a half bath by the bunk room. And again, that's like a jackpot if, you know, if you're sharing a small space with people, not having to share your bathroom can be amazing. So this one is 36 feet, 10 inches, 8,000 pounds, up to 10.5 fully loaded. So you can tell that we're getting heavier. That definitely gets you well outside of that half ton range.
I 100% agree. And I'm glad you're emphasizing that because, you know, in the RV Atlas group and just everywhere, you see so many people asking about units like this and saying, you know, can I tow this with a half ton? I'm buying my first RV. This one checks all of our boxes, but we own a half ton or want to stay in a half ton. And then you see the 30 comments from people saying, you know, don't do that. So I'm glad you're pointing that out.
I have to say, you clearly have the nicest RVing group on Facebook because that conversation came up this week. Everybody weighed in and was like, no, you don't want to do that. But they were all nice. It wasn't like, you idiot, how could you think about that? Which is what you would get on some RVing groups, unfortunately. So it was,
Carrie,
the whole conversation was very...
Our flowers are nice because we prune them regularly.
Right.
We could have more members than we have, but we choose not to. No, and I remember the exact post, you know, and it was a new or, you know, somebody about to buy their first RV. And you walk into one of these 37-foot, you know, bunk houses, and you're like, this has everything I want, but we own a half ton. And, you know, this person was very smart to ask before purchasing the RV. You know, a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah. So I want to tell you about the bunk house on this one. This one has three bunks in it. Technically, you have one elevated bunk with some storage underneath, and your outside kitchen would be on the other side of that. There's a whole nother wardrobe and then another wardrobe. So you get like just a bunch of storage in here. On the other wall, you have bunks on a slide. So this bunk room expands out, which gives you some floor space for the kids. And then there's two bunks there. On their newer models, the bottom bunk is a couch that is, I think they call it the jackknife sofa that flips out to make a bed.
Right.
On the older models, you might find some that have one of those little mini convertible dinettes there. If you have like toddler, young elementary kids, they have these like mini dinettes and little soft cushion cubes that go down there that can convert into a bed that looks really fun, especially with the little kids. And if you look at a used model of this and can find 2020 and maybe a couple years back, to get up on that elevated bed, they had a rock wall. So
that is so cool. But you don't think they have it now?
No, the 2021 pictures do not show the rock wall anymore.
The rock wall was, you know, some real man or woman of genius out in Elkhart County came up with a really cool idea, and I guess it didn't stick.
Someone shot it down. So if you get out there now, find the last remaining 2020s on the lot, you can find you the rock wall. Otherwise, you're going to be looking for a used one. But that one, like, oh my gosh, if you show your kids that and you have a rock wall, like, you win.
Oh, super cool idea. I mean, I'm kind of surprised they didn't stick with it.
Yeah, me too.
Anything on the outside of this RV we need to know about?
I don't know. They do have the outside kitchen, camp kitchen, and they're really proud of their camp kitchen. So I think they have put some thought into that. And then just the inside, you do have a really big one thing I didn't think to write down that is nice is this is one of the models where the sofa and the dinette are on the front of the trailer. And we talked about that on the midsize bunkhouse podcast about how cool that is because your dinette overlooks your campsite instead of looking into your neighbor's trailer. So we had some barking dogs at our last campsite and, you know, like just having our presence there was just kind of enough to be super close to our neighbors. So it's really nice when you can get that on the front and then you do have a main bed with a queen bedroom in it.
I agree with you completely about having the dinette on that side so you can look out into your site. Our Whitehawk years ago, the 29 SQB, had a dinette and the big window that overlooked the site. And I have such pretty pictures of, like, you know, Wesley sitting there and eating as a baby and then, like, out, you know, outside, or Max and Theo playing at the picnic table or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So Carrie's got some more great picks for us in the large bunkhouse category. But before we get four more great picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Whether you enjoy the comfort of a cabin or are an RV enthusiast or prefer tent camping, award-winning Jellystone Park's first-rate accommodations, attractions, and activities provide the setting for a fun family vacation that's also easy on the wallet. Jellystone Parks have everything you and your family will need to make long-lasting camping memories. From amazing water zones, including pools, splash parks, and splash pads, to mini golf, wagon rides, and jumping pillows, you will also find themed weekends and family camping-oriented activities, including appearances from Yogi Bear and friends. You'll notice that family fun at our exciting camp resorts is the main attraction. And with over 75 locations across the United States and Canada, you will have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. And just remember, it's not just a campground, it's Jellystone Park. To find out more and book your spring and summer getaways, head on over to jellystonepark.com. And I'm thinking as I'm reading this ad that when you go to a Jellystone Park, there are so many large bunkhouse travel trailers, right? That's where you're going to see so many of these. So we've got some more really cool picks. And this next one looks beautiful inside. So tell us about the Venture Sport Track.
So Venture is doing so many cool things. Like there's just something eye-catching about a lot of their exteriors and their interiors. So the Sport Track 343 VIB has so many cool features that I want to tell you about. So transitioning from that last discussion, this one also has the couch and dinette on your campsite side. And this one was named the RV Business 2021 Must See RV. And I think they nailed that. This really is a must see. This one's big, 38 feet, 2 inches, 8,700 pounds, up to 11,000 pounds. So this one, it's a beast, but you get a lot inside this beast. So,
and again, I'll say if you've got a seasonal site, if you're flat towing and you're not going to the Rocky Mountains every summer and you're traveling around on the East Coast and taking a couple weeks of vacation, lots of people might be just fine towing something like this.
Yeah, and it's just beautiful. So let's go into the bunk room. So this bunk room is super versatile. It has four quad bunks, kind of like, you know, you'd walk in, you just think, okay, this is four regular bunks. But if you know what they do, that's when you're really amazed. So one of the bottom bunk flips up, you just flip the mattress part up, but there's a solid part that stays down to create a desk. So many of us are working and schooling on the road. Sometimes it's nice to use your dinette for working, but sometimes it's really nice to be able to go into a separate space away from the family and the hustle and bustle and have your workspace. So this gives you that. You can go into this bunk room, have a desk. They even give you a stowaway chair that folds flat. And I saw a video, the desk is high enough for adults. So I saw an adult sit at the desk and work.
And the workspace is huge because it's the length of the bed. I mean, like you could really, you could use this as an office.
Yeah, totally. Like you could really, especially if you have a lot of stuff too that you're spreading out and you need to take over those other beds. If you don't have kids traveling with you, but you want an office, that's another way you can totally use this kind of trailer, you know, because you're not going to go out and find a lot of trailers that are like, oh yes, we have an office, though there's starting to be some, but this, if you're wanting an office and you're just a, you know, you're a couple not traveling with kids, you can make this into a fully functional office and it's super cool.
And if you had grandkids too, you know, this is an office that can be converted into a guest room for them.
Exactly. Like our kids are teenagers. They're starting to transition out of going with us, but the space would not be wasted for us because I would totally make use of that. The other cool thing you can do with that is you can actually flip both pieces up, the mattress and the platform, and you can put a pack and play there. Or if you have dogs and you have big pet crates, you can put them there. You can put small pet crates there with the bunk down. So I know a lot of people who are traveling with toddlers who want that kind of pack and play area. And they're like, where do we put that in our trailer? This gives you a place where you could put your own pack and play or put your own pet crate and make a little pet. They call it actually Sport Trek. Venture calls it the pet palace.
It's so on point too. Yeah. And I honestly think we're going to see more of this kind of, you know, versatility in these rear rooms and these rear spaces where you could buy one trailer and it could be bunks. But then when the kids graduate and go to college, those bunks can be removed and you can turn it to an office. You know, like, why not? It seems very possible to me. And it seems like that's what they're doing here. Letting the owner decide how they're going to use the space.
Yeah. And there's even one more option you can do with this. So instead of having four bunks, you can take the two bottom bunks and there's a platform that connects them and makes one huge wall-to-wall bed. So if you're having a sleepover or if you have adults and teens who kind of want a bigger bed, you can also convert that. So you're traveling with other adult friends. They can have their own room and have a big bed folded out. So super cool. I love that.
All right, Carrie. So we talked about the rear bunk room, but what do the adults get in the master bedroom?
Okay. So this master bedroom is as unbelievable as the bunk room. First of all, you have a queen bed that's on a slide. So it slides back, opens up the floor space. You have a dresser with a fireplace. And then in the front cap, there's a window seat with a window above it, and it is like the most adorable reading spot. As you know, former librarian here, I'm always looking for reading spots. I would love to sit in that window seat, but it's also cool if you're traveling with those little bitty kids who still want to sleep close to mom and dad, you can put them on that little window seat bed and have them close by. So super adorable room there and has washer dryer hookups. In prep in there, which is hard to find in a travel trailer, and this one has it.
Oh my God. And that's under the window?
It's actually kind of on the other side up against the bathroom. So there's a bathroom, washer dryer.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, kind of transitions into the kitchen. And I forgot to tell you, the kitchen has an island in it. So this kitchen has slide outs on both sides. So it expands into a massive living space with an island.
This is a fifth wheel in a travel trailer, which is interesting. To me.
Yeah. And it's just beautiful. Like all of the finishings are just really well done, on point, everything. Everything about this trailer, they hit the points.
You know, so. I know a lot of full-time families at RV go into the fifth wheel, you know, for the space and, and you know, the livability. This would work for me if I was full-timing with kids. I mean, this looks like a home. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you could live in there. And then again, like I said, if you don't have the kids, you're still not going to waste that space if you're someone working from the road and all the other stuff you get. Like, it's just, it's massive and beautiful. So we love that one.
All right. This next Keystone Passport, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this one. So tell us about this.
Okay, so you have never seen anything like the Keystone Passport. It is now the 3401 QD. It used to be the 3400 QD, but you've never seen anything like it because it was an industry first. They made the industry's first double over double quad bunks. So you'll have to look at the picture of this because it's just like a massive wall of beds for kids. Like if you want to store a lot of kids, this is the trailer for you.
If you want to store them.
Like you're just stacking them in this, in the, these four double beds that are all...
Eight kids could sleep here.
Yeah, you can easily sleep eight big kids, and you could even put like more if you have little kids because they can, these beds are pretty big. So the specs aren't released for the 2021, but the 2020 was 38 feet, 11 inches.
I was going to say 39 feet.
Yeah, yeah. The weight starts at 7,500 pounds and goes up to 9,600 fully loaded. So the weight's not bad. But the bunk room also has storage, entertainment center, and it has its own entry. So if you're one of those people who's driven crazy when your kids track their messes through the trailer, they can come in the back door of this trailer, enter their bunk. There's actually coat hooks and storage right there. So you have almost that mud room. It's just that it's the kids' bunk room. Right there.
I got to ask a crazy question about this, though. So you could, I mean, obviously they're intending this for a larger family, right? I mean, but yeah. What tow vehicle does this family fit into, right? Because it's too, right? This is too big for a van, I think, yeah. From everything I know about towing with a van, like I don't see that as a possibility. Mm-hmm. So then if you're in some kind of, you know, F-250 or something like that, you can't fit eight kids in there. So I don't know. I wonder what they're intending in terms of, is this for a family of six? Is this for a family of seven? Or, you know, I mean, maybe a lot of these are designed for seasonal sites. It's kind of perplexing if you ask me.
Yeah. And you could, of course, have teenagers where they each just have their own big bed. So that would be four. So they could maybe fit in a pickup with that size. The other thing to say about this one that's nice is it has a step-in pantry. You're seeing more and more of these. A trailer designer is really trying to put that walk-in pantry. They're not usually like a huge walk-in, but it's enough to give you just another flexible storage space. And then Keystone has this new feature called pivot furniture, where they put the U-dinette and the sofa side by side, and the back of the dinette flips one way to have it as part of the dinette, and then it pivots or flips the other way to turn that dinette bench into a chaise lounger attached to the sofa. So that's pretty
cool. So crafty.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta respect some of these RV product designers out there that are really stretching the limits of what can happen inside of these boxes.
Yeah, I think they're kind of looking at like that tiny house movement, and tiny houses always are trying to pack in all those cool features, and they're really looking for ways to get that into these RVs.
And you got
to
stand out too, right? Because, you know, there are so many floor plans that are samey, no matter what company you're looking at. And I think that, you know, these designers are trying to create something that jumps out and creates differentiation.
Exactly. So that's what's neat in this large bunkhouse is that there are just so many different variations that you can find practically anything.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the Palomino Puma?
Yeah. So I'm kind of throwing something different here. So I know we've called this our bunkhouse series, and this isn't technically a bunkhouse, but I just want to throw this out here because you don't see this quite often enough, but it's a new and different idea that really could work for a lot of families. So this Palomino Puma 32 RBFQ2 has a second bedroom with a queen bed. So this is really great if you have teens or young adults traveling with you who don't, you know, like if you try to put an adult on a lot of bunks, adults can squish in there, but it's not exactly comfy or fun. So this gives you a space to put extra adults. And again, I have those teenage boys, so I'm always looking at that teenage perspective. Some of those teenage boys are eventually going to be young men with young women in their lives, and we may want to bring them along. Or like my husband and I traveled with his family when they had travel trailers. So something like this would have given us a space of our own. And if you have a single kid, they would love having their own queen bed.
That How about fun. Traveling with a friend? I mean, there are all kinds of configurations of people that travel together. There are people that run businesses together, right? Two people are living on the road, RVing full time, running some kind of business or musicians. Such a great floor plan. And I remember seeing a floor plan like this years ago and then kind of not seeing this floor plan for years. So I think it's, I mean, it's niche for sure. And I love how you went rogue on us here, Carrie, on this last pack. You had to break out of the bunkhouse.
You know, if you stayed in a hotel with your kids, they have to share a bed. So, you know, it's not unheard of too for siblings to share a bed. And I think they would like this. The other thing that's cool here, you have two queen bedrooms. One has a short queen, one has a residential queen. Both have a ton of storage. And the main bedroom really almost has the kind of closet that you often see in those class A's. Like, it has a wall-to-wall closet with built-in drawers and hanging area. And there's a washer dryer hookup there too. And then the Puma has a decor that I would describe as a little rustic slash country, but kind of modern. So I think there's a lot of people who will like that interior. One thing that's weird about this one, it does not have an outdoor kitchen. It's the only one we've talked about that does not have that. And as for your weight, it's 36 feet, 11 inches. And weighs 9,000 to 10,500 pounds.
I'm almost surprised it's not longer, frankly. I mean, that's packing a lot in there.
Yeah, so I just really think you could go so many different ways with a trailer like that. And again, especially if you're in that transitional stage of life where your kids are like mine. Mine are 16 and 19. So we're just always looking at what does the next few years look like. They're not traveling with us as much, but, you know, That it looks different, and it very well could look like, hey, they want their own queen bed. So,
or you have one of them with you and not the other, or something like that. Right. All right. We're going to come back in a second. I'm going to ask Carrie for her pick of the show. So she has, you know, about 60 seconds to think about it. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at CampSpot. CampSpot is an instant booking platform for camping across North America. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more, whether it's last minute or for your epic road trip months away. CampSpot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. CampSpot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and a lowest price guarantee so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices, which is what we all want in life. Plus, you can save your favorite campground finds for future trips and keep all of your reservations organized in one place. And I think that is my favorite thing about using CampSpot, is it's all right there. I don't have to dig through my old emails. So book those summer camping trips now. Book those fall camping trips now. To find your CampSpot, visit campspot.com today. Two last questions, Carrie. So out of your three categories, small bunkhouses, medium bunkhouses, large bunkhouses, what's your favorite category, the one that you enjoyed researching the most, talking about the most?
Oh, okay. I was going with which one you thought I wanted the most.
The next question.
Okay. Good to know. I think researching, that is hard between the large and the small. So small had a bunch of just really different outside of the box trailers too. But the large had so many different floor plans. So we'll go with the large was the most fun to research, because you really could go any direction with a large trailer.
And your pick from this show, out of these eight, which one was the most exciting to you? Not necessarily the one you'd buy, but which one did you think is the coolest?
Oh, for sure, that Sport Track Touring STT 343 VIB. Like, there's just so many things that are cool about that trailer. I may not want to be driving down the highway with my husband, he's a great driver, but I'm just a nervous rider. So I don't want to ride with a 38 foot trailer, but man, do I want to stay at a campground in one. And I think, you know, I'm someone who teaches from the road in the summer. I have a online teaching job. So I just know I would love that office. I could totally go in that room, put that desk up, do my lesson for the day, and then go out and have so much fun. So that would be my pick.
I think this is such a cool floor plan. I can see why it won that award from RV Business. I often do dream of having a large trailer on a seasonal site and a small trailer in the driveway at home for trips. And, you know, something like this on a seasonal site would be dreamy to me. Carrie, thank you so much for coming back on the show. And we're going to do a really cool episode together this summer that we're planning a little bit that involves books. And it's a little nerdy. And I'm kind of excited to do that one with you too. So until then, Perfect. We'll see you at the campground.
See ya. Take care.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to our sponsors.
To Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, CampSpot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and our friends at Ocala Marion County in Florida.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And join the friendliest group of RVers over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
And if you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.